Small city, big personality, with your one and only host, Lady Miss Emma.
Good afternoon, my lovely darlings. How are you all doing? Oh, here we are with another weekly podcast for your ear holes. Well, I'm recording this on a Tuesday in Perth, and it's snowing outside today. Sometimes it snows in April, you see, and it's freezing. I'm all cosy here in the wee house with Cato here on my right-hand side and Dougal here on my left-hand side, curled up on their respective chairs. So I've got a fun packed show for you this week. What have I got? Let me tell you. Well, of course, I've got fantastic music because that's the only type of music I can play. And then I've got what's been going on in Lady Miss Emma's life this week. What's been happening. I've got some items. I have Forget My Life, everybody's favourite item. School Bus Man's Daily Ditty. I've got a What's On in and About Perthshire. And we'll have a reggae moment for you. Much more do you need for the next hour of your life? I say to you, hop on board, join in the fun, tune in your ears. Let's get down with some funky tunes and some happy music. It's going to be a good time had by all, I guarantee it. Alright, so the only song that I can think to begin this show with today has got to be, of course, Prince. I mean, who else could it be? This is, of course, Let's Go Crazy. Enjoy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world of never-ending happiness. You can always see the sun. Day or night. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything will be alright. Instead of asking them how much of your time is left, ask them how much of your mind, baby. Cause in this life, things are much harder than in the afterworld. This life, you're on your own. And if the elevator tries to break you down, we'll
There we are. Prince there, let's go crazy, opening up today's show. You are listening to Lady Miss Emma, and this is Small City Big Personality Podcast. Now, we'll have a bit of a Caravan of Love update. All right, so let me tell you what's been going on this week. I've been up to the caravan just the once this week. The caravan's in an undisclosed location. I'm not allowed to say where, because we're doing it up and it's looking awfully good, I have to say. So along with all the colours which we've painted on it, which we did last week, purple, pink, rose and purple, pink, rose and turquoise, that's right. Now we've started with the gold paint. So purple, pink, rose, turquoise, there's going to be gold accessories. The roof's going to be gold. I can hear you all going, what's this going to look like? Just wait and see, it's going to look fantastic. Still hoping to be moving into it on the 1st of June. So we've got a long up road struggle to go to get to the caravan being ready to move in. But I'm sure in the next 5 weeks we can do it, along with me moving everything out of my house and the essentials into the caravan. And the rest is going to be sold and put into storage. So I'm still getting on that. Not all easy feat, I can assure you. And of course, this week I was spent in the purple mourning due to, of course, Prince dying. And if you all know me, you all know that Prince was my very favourite musician in the whole world. I have tattoos of Prince. I've got tributes all over the house to Prince. He's number one and he's gone. So I'm pretty gutted about that. I can't deny that. My wee heart got broke. But I'm coping and I'm here and I'm doing a show and that's all good. So there we are. That's the updates. So I'm just chipping away. Chipping away. That's the only way to do things. So I'm going to play this one. This is Aerosmith and Chip Away at the Stone. course, the mighty Aerosmith there would chip away at the stone. All right, now it's time for everyone's favourite item, Forget My Life. If you think you're having a bad day, a bad week, a bad life, compare the unfortunate incidents occurring in your life to the poor souls upon this website to feel some compassion towards the trials and tribulations which they are experiencing, or some reassurance that you're not quite as bad as they are. Here we go. Today, I congratulated a bride standing in front of a church in a white dress. Turns out, she'd been stood up at the altar. She thrashed me with her bouquet. Thrashed. Today, a freshman set off the fire alarm at my dorm at 2 a.m. He tried to microwave easy macaroni without adding water. I had to stand outside for 45 minutes while the fireman moved the noodles to the sink and ran cold water over them. Oh my God. Today I got asked out for the first time in my life during a prank call by a stranger. Today, like all days, my cat brought something to my doorstep. Usually it's a slew of dead mice, but today he decided to bring his big, ugly snake. I'm always the only one in my family brave enough to go fetch our cat's gifts. It took until lifting it up to realise the snake wasn't actually dead. Ah! Horror. Today I ran into a car. I suffered a concussion and broke my nose. Oofed. Aya, aya. I wasn't driving. I walked right into it. It was parked. Forget my life. Today I moved into my new house. I went over to my neighbour's house to introduce myself. As they opened the door, I saw a telescope pointed at my house. Freaky. Today my boyfriend came to visit me. He told me he was cheating on me and that he wanted to break up. I was so angry that as he left, I started screaming at him out of my second story apartment window. I picked up a huge potted plant and shoved it through the window at him. Missed him and hit my own car. Oh my God. Nightmare! Today I was walking with my friend and the girl in front of us had a really nice bottom. So I turned to my friend and said, she's got a nice bottom. He replied, that's a guy. Forget my life. Oh, loving it, loving it, loving it. Today my boyfriend proposed. The ring just had a piece of graphite on it. My boyfriend argued that since graphite and diamonds are the same forms of carbon, it's the same thing. Forget my life. Today I learned the only job that actually wants me is a peanut butter factory worker. I've been unemployed for 9 months and I'm allergic to nuts. Forget my life. What a shame. Today I kissed my girlfriend for the first time. She threw up in my mouth. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Today my friend was pulled over and told to get out of the car. The officer motioned for me to get out of the car too, so I reached behind me to get my shoes. He then pointed his gun at my face and frantically asked my friend if I had a gun. My friend calmly replied no, but shoot him anyway. Forget my life. Oh, last one. Oh no, there's two more. Today my new boyfriend was at my flat for the first time. He picked up something in the bathroom and said, what the hell's this? I told him what it was for and he said, you girls and your weird female products. Who needs all this stuff? It wasn't a female thing. It was shampoo. I would be a little bit worried about him. Be like, see you later, mate. You don't know what shampoo is. There's something wrong with you. And that's from a lassie in Fife, that one. Today my car door and window were broken when a thief broke into my car. Oh, no. Cost to repair the damage, $600. Increase to my car insurance premiums, $40 a month. What did they steal from my car? A 98-cent chocolate chip cookie. Oh, what a wee shame, eh? What a wee shame.
Lady with so much funny stories.
Listen, I was born by the river. Just like this river, I've been moving ever since. since. Ain't got nobody to call my own. You know I've been moving since the day I was born. Life is a game, it just made for fun. I don't need no.
To this one by Etta James.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Yeah.
I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before, no, no.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you right now that, I do believe that something's got a hold on me here.
Put a hurting on me, I said, oh.
For School Bus Man's Daily Ditty, and he said to me, Emma, I've written this poem in light of the sad news that Prince is no more. Prince no more, at Paisley Park there's a knock on the door. It's a fan saying, can we hear more? I'm sorry he's gone, like a star he just shone. Why on earth did he have to withdraw? Oh, didn't he get me started again? Honestly, I've been a blubbering wreck for days. Let's play this one. Let's play this one by Biffy Clyro, and we'll play some tunes from Prince after this, I promise.
Well, how's your view of things today? Got young to fade away. The sinner Simba aren't aware. Our fables take us everywhere. I can't keep up with you. I can't keep up. I can't compete with history. We'll film a lie but dub our tale. The mystery must stay inside. Look at our homes, look at our lives in control of the morning. In control of the sea. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl. Upset my kin, accused him of a moral slip. Well, he came back and claimed a change. I know his life's the same again. I can't ask him again. I should let it go. You are creating all the bubbles at night. I'm chasing around trying to pop them all the time. We don't need to trust a single word they say. You are creating all the bubbles at play. There's a girl, there's a girl.
Alright, so on this day in 1985, Prince released the album Around the World in a Day. So I thought I'd maybe play something from that album. So this one you'll all know and love very much. This one is, of course, Raspberry Beret. Version there to Raspberry Beret, so it would have sounded a little bit unusual in your ear holes if you're not a hardcore Prince fan like myself, but that's what it was. Alrighty, thank you Prince, beautiful music, keep it I was going to say keep it coming but you can't, oh Danae, honestly please don't get me started, I'll keep it coming. There's definitely going to be another Prince tune before the end of the show. I mean, how could I not? Alright, so tell me, what is going on? What's happening, man? Hey brother, what's going on? Wait. I'm going to pop over to the Small City Big Personality website at the moment and have a look, see what's happening. Now, I'm down here at the Arts and Culture section on the website. What's happening? The Scottish Game Fair 2016, 1st of July to 3rd of July. That's coming up. What else? Polar Bears Go Up on the 6th of May. Ooh, that looks like cute fun. Roy Orbison's here on the 7th of May. I think it's a tribute, but I think he's supposed to be fantastic, the guy that's coming in. Then, of course, we've got the Perth Festival of the Arts. There from the 28th of May up right up until the end of May, they're the Perth Festival of the Arts. Lots of eclectic musicians to look at there. I do urge you to go and have a look yourself, because there's absolutely, definitely something for everybody there. And then I'm going to pop over now to the shows, games and big events section. I see here we have Perth Beer Festival coming up. Oh, sounds like my kind of festival. Apparently they've got a humongous amount of beers this year to tickle your taste. A monumental selection, it says, to tickle your taste buds. This year, Big Vern and the Shootas will be topping the bill at the night function. It's on this year from 12 o'clock in the day till 11:30 at night. And it's on the 7th of May this year, Perth's Beer Festival. So if you like a wee pint occasionally, get yourself along there. Cost £20, but for that I think you get a free glass, you get all the entertainment, there's something else you get, a couple of freebies here and there for your £20, so I think it pretty much be worth it. Here you get an event programme, 2 drink tokens, which is the equivalent to 1 pint, and entry into the night function with a live band. Oh, and a free glass, kind of go wrong with that. Keep that in the house, keep filling it up with beer and nothing can go wrong. On the 4th of June, coming up, we have PCAV's Muddy Colour Mayhem. It's kind of like one of these crazy things where people run over mud and go up and down obstacles, but at the same time they get colour chucked at them. Similar to Holi in India, where they throw that colour powder at you. And apparently this year they've got a family area, and some crazy lady called Lady Miss Emma and a daft dog called Dougal are going to be there hosting events there. So that's on the 4th of June. So that, my friends, is what's going on in or around Perth for you. The new, keep you going, keep you tuned in to what is happening. I'm going to play you this one now. This is going to be a bit of Bonnie Raitt for you. Gypsy and Me. I love this tune. I'm loving Bonnie Raitt, and I'm feeling a bit like a gypsy preparing to go travelling in my caravan, so this is the song for me and of course for you. Get up and tear it down again.
Lovers, that was time for a reggae moment. Rastafari.
Alrighty, me reggae revelers, you know what? I like myself a bit of Bob Marley on occasion, and the occasion has arisen right now. I'm going to have Bob Marley and the Wailers from the album Kaya, a bit of Satisfy My Soul, Loving Life, Jah Rastafari.
Rock my boat,
don't rock my boat,
'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my boat.
Oh please, don't you rock my boat.
Don't
no,
rock
no,
my boat,
'cause I don't want my boat to be rocking.
Don't rock my
I'm
boat.
I'm telling you that, oh,
Bob Marley there, of course, with Satisfy My Soul. All right, so there's something I want to read out before I go today. World peace. I've been contemplating world peace since Prince died. You may be thinking this is a massive thing to contemplate, but what is world peace? Huh? What is it? Well, I'm not trying to be a Miss World contestant here. And, you know, I know I'm sounding a bit Miss Congeniality here, but I really do want world peace, but what is world peace? For everyone, it's a different thing, right? I've been contemplating world peace and what it actually does mean. And Prince did a lot of compassionate work up until his death, and he taught me that peace means doing something that you adore, always being willing to do the work for the greater good, helping others whenever you can, supporting your own community with your skills, your unique skills and experiences, and encouraging your community and giving to back to the community whenever you can. His support personally was given to local schools in art and music. He donated millions and millions of dollars towards arts and music in his local community and in surrounding areas. So this is my scope on what I think and what he's left me. It's be the best at being yourself and never be afraid to express yourself. My lovely Prince, I'm going to leave you with this one. This one is Adore, because I do adore him, and he was top of the tree for me, and I'm gutted that he's gone. But, you know, what can we do? We have to trundle on, and we've got his music as his legacy. So I'm going to leave you with this one. This is Adore. Enjoy.
Oh,